Startling conclusion. At the outset, Miller had not the slightest expectation of reaching the conclusion at which he had now arrived. He himself could hardly credit the results of his investigation. But the scripture evidence was too clear to be set aside. In 1818, he reached the solemn conviction that in about 25 years Christ would appear for the redemption of his people. "I need not speak," says Miller, "of the joy that filled my heart in view of the delightful prospect, nor of the ardent longings of my soul for a participation in the joys of the redeemed. Oh, how bright and glorious the truth appeared! The question came home to me with mighty power regarding my duty to the world, in view of the evidence that had affected my own mind. He could not but feel that it was his duty to impart to others the light which he had received. He expected opposition from the ungodly, but was confident that all Christians would rejoice in the hope of meeting the Savior. He hesitated to present the prospect of glorious deliverance, so soon to be consummated, lest he should be in error and mislead others. He was thus led to review and to consider carefully every difficulty which presented itself to his mind. 5 years spent thus left him convinced of the correctness of his position.